Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, heady spices, creamy tahini, tender lamb, fragrant rose water, and of course fresh, salty and sweet cheeses, you can enter the fabulous exotic world of Syrian cooking. And Sharon Saloom is going to be joining us on the line in a few seconds. She's an Australian-born lovely lady who was brought up in a traditional Syrian household, an average-sized family with 16 aunties and uncles, and a steady stream of family and friends welcomed with generosity of offerings of food and drink. I'm hungry just thinking about it. She's decided to, well, talk about all this with her very first cookbook called Almond Bar, and Sharon joins us on the line. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Ben. How are you?
Fantastic. Sounds like an amazing life growing up with all those people around, and, it's a very different world to probably what I grew up with.
Yeah, I'm sure it possibly is probably not as crazy, a bit more tame.
A bit more tame.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, the cookbook is a work in progress that you've worked on for a long time called Almond Bar. How did it all come about and why did you do it?
Ben, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I thought about doing it a few years ago, but, you know, I didn't know where to start, didn't know if it would actually happen. And by chance, you know, these publishers appeared in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And, I had had some contact with one of the publicists from Penguin who had also been a customer in the restaurant. It pretty much went from there. And I found that there probably isn't enough information out there about Syrian food or Middle Eastern food in general, you know.
I have to ask you a question. What have you learnt about yourself from writing a book? I mean, a lot of people say it, but to actually do it is a different story, isn't it?
It seems quite glamorous and it, seems quite exciting to do, but it is very tiring. You definitely utilise many, many brain cells that mm-hmm. you probably don't utilise as a cook normally.
Yes. Where did you learn to cook?
I mostly learned to cook at home, just always had a love for cooking. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just from being around food my whole life.
And in the Syrian kitchen, are men and women actively involved or is it only women?
No, it's very much a female role.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah.
So those poor boys, they'll never be able to move out of home.
They manage the barbecue, but that pretty much is the extent of it, I think.
So when we're talking about Syrian food, what are you actually talking about here? What is the quintessential dishes that we should be looking out for?
You're looking out for mostly, you know, very whole-hearted dishes, things that, you know, involve lamb. We definitely love our lamb dishes. So things like that. The biggest thing as well that we have with most dishes, as you know, is the Middle Eastern bread, you know, and pickles, side pickles. But, you know, mostly lamb-related dishes are really mm-hmm. popular with us. We love our roast leg of lamb.
Yep.
That's done with a lot of mixed spices. So we tend to try and mix our own spices where possible. So Middle Eastern food isn't necessarily spicy, but there are a lot of spices used. So, that's also a bit of a misconception people have. So Middle Eastern food traditionally isn't hot, but does utilise a lot of different spices. So anything with a good use of mixed spices is generally a beautiful dish.
So listeners listening into the show at the moment, what are some of the staple ingredients that they should have in their pantry to help whip up a delicious Syrian dish?
I would definitely say some mixed spices, so the pardet, that a lot of people may probably know, which is a 7-spice mix, very different to your Asian 5-spice mix, not used in any kind of sweet dishes or cakes. So definitely the mixed spices, things like pomegranate molasses is a nice little handy ingredient to have just to make, you know, give things a bit of a different flavour. Probably for sweet things, some rose water or orange blossom water. And maybe some za'atar, which is the mixed dipping spice of oregano, sumac, thyme and sesame seed and sea salt.
Well, Sharon, thank you for joining us on the program today. That's Sharon Saloom. And a very interesting story there. Congratulations on your brand new book called Almond Bar. And, of course,
you.
We can get that all in good bookstores.
Excellent. Thanks, Ben.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.